scream and shout with all your might.
And all that other happy horse shit. God damn, what a mess.
Dig in your ears and hold on tight.
The office here has just turned into a disaster area, more than normal. Oh God! The Southern Poverty, Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, if there's a bigger joke on the planet Earth than the Southern Poverty Law Center, I don't know what it is. Stop with the fucking pop-ups. Jesus goddamn Christ. Hi! What's happening, guys? Great One is fucking tired, man. Very, very tired. What? I just want to know what this guy's name is. There it is. Thank you. It's all I needed to know so I could fucking pronounce it right. Let me see if this is recording. It is recording. I'm sitting down. If you're a long-time listener, you know that I typically record my podcast standing up because I have better energy when I do that, and there's shit in the way of my footstool. God damn it, this place is a fucking disaster area. I am just about to fucking clean the office by taking everything and throwing it into the goddamn dumpster. Guys, I know you've heard this before. I have so much fucking material. My God, it's almost as if somebody at the CSU Collegian listens to this podcast and they're fucking trolling me. I mean, seriously, I pick up today's issue of the Collegian. Men as hashtag MeToo allies. Men on campus discuss their role in a new movement. Then we've got Conference for Marginalized Youth. Funded by RHA. I don't know what RHA is. Oh, Residence Hall Association. That's the first page. Okay, second page. Colorado election change. Who gives a shit? Democracy is a failure. Over here. Oh, God, we've got this. Hyde to lecture. This is page four. Page two is nothing but advertisements. Hyde to lecture on science of gender differences, comma, similarities. Okay, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen, this isn't even what I was going to talk about. I was just going to talk about some TV I've been watching. I was going to talk about some girls that... God, a great one. Have any girls said that they would go out with you and given you their phone numbers without you even asking for their phone numbers? Have girls given you their phone number and said they want to go out with you and then not fucking responded to your messages and flaked out? I wonder if that's happened. Gosh, I don't know. What do you think? Girls, just shut up. Please stop pretending you're equal as long as you're just fucking lying. Every time you open your goddamn... Stop giving me your fucking phone number if you have no intention. Okay? Just fucking tell me you have a boyfriend. Tell me you're married. Tell me... I don't expect the truth. Okay? But just fucking lie to me in such a way that you're not setting me up to think. And with this one girl... Oh, she's so cute. I thought I had nailed it, man. I thought I was going to nail it. I thought I had nailed it. She was so enthusiastic. You chicks are good actors. Fuck. Anyway, would you please stop? Anyhow, now I was going to talk about, I went trail running today. It was 70 degrees. Oh, it's beautiful outside. It's my first my first real trail running of this year, because I don't trail run in the winter because I'm a wuss. It was nice. My legs are sore. That's one of the reasons why I'm sitting down for this podcast. Got my legs propped up. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm the Great One himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been podcasting for 13 fucking years. Yes, this is episode number, what is this? 519 is what I think that says. I'm far enough away from the computer that it's hard to read. Yes, yes, I have done, you throw in all the other things, I've done 700 podcasts. Go fuck yourself. I don't want to hear about the podcast you started last week and you're on episode 3. Unless it's The Greasy Pole, which episode 3 of The Greasy Pole will be coming soon, starring, of course, yours truly, and the gentleman adventurer himself, Mr. Adam Piggott. We're going to be recording that later this week. At least that's the plan. It's a little more difficult now because I have a real job, you know, unlike some people who just, you know, you have Patreon accounts and, you know, just spend all their time, I don't know, riding around the country on their motorcycle and hiking and playing golf and, you know, fucking going to Las Vegas and living it up, you know, because, oh, they wrote a couple of books and they have a consulting business and, oh, look, it's a Patreon page. We won't mention who this jerk might be. But, you know, Adam and I, now Adam has a job, I have a job. Adam and I have to, you know, work for a living because, you know, we're fucking little wage slaves. So we have to actually do shit for our money. We can't just get paid money to yell at the internet and stuff. Speaking of yelling at the internet, I was going to tell you guys about some new podcasts that I've been listening to. But no. No, see, I picked up this issue of The Collegian. I'm telling you, man, it's like they are fucking doing this to me on purpose so as to suck up all of my life talking about how stupid these college kids are. Here's another thing I'm wondering. Because I always talk shit about the millennials, but then there's Gen Z. I need to Google this, because the answer for everything's on Google. Well, Google, it's infinite. Everything you need to know is on Google. Google it. When does Generation Z officially kick in? Because at some point, the college kids are not going to be millennials anymore. The college kids, the incoming freshman class, they're going to be Generation Z. You know, the generation that you people think is supposed to be your fucking saviors because they're more conservative than the millennials. You know, my favorite one was when somebody said, well, Generation Z is more conservative than the more fiscally conservative than the millennials. And I looked at their definition of Generation Z and their definition of the years that Generation Z was born included kids who are 8 years old. And my question is, how do you know that 8-year-old children are or are not fiscally conservative, and to what degree they are fiscally conservative? How do you know that about 8-year-old kids? Let me tell you about proms. I'll tell you this while I'm thinking about it. Say, great one. Are you going to go? Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to go back to the gender differences. Don't you worry, your pretty little head. Proms. So the company that I work for, we do proms for high schools. That's one of the things that we do. And yes, some of the high school girls are kind of cute, too. I was at the prom this past weekend, and there's a couple of hotties there. They were looking sweet. Anyhow, somewhere in my voyages, I read or I listened to a podcast. Somebody, I would credit them if I remembered who it was, but I don't. Somebody made an observation along the following lines. They said, and I'm paraphrasing greatly here, they said that if you treat people like they're stupid, they're going to behave stupidly, which I completely agree with. People will generally, not always, but generally, people will either rise to your expectations or sink to your expectations, depending on what your expectations are. You know, I found this out when I had to manage employees at CSU. It's like if you have a bunch of losers, like I had, if you set some high expectations and you expect them to behave to those expectations, you'll be surprised how people will actually rise to that expectation. And part of this person's point was that when you look at the way so many people in our society are treated like idiots, well, then it's no surprise that they're idiots. And again, I think that's exactly true. And one of the reasons I don't think Generation Z is going to be the saviors is because they are treated like idiots. So we're talking to the adults who organized the prom. Well, this one particular. We're talking to this woman who organizes the prom. I thought my phone was ringing. It was not. It's phantom ringing. And there's always this perpetual battle that they have between the teachers and the students. The teachers, the adults, not necessarily teach, that teacher, not necessarily just teachers, all the adults at the prom always want the lights to be brighter. They want it to be brighter so they can see what's going on. Because, you know, the kids at the prom, they can't be in the dark and they can't have it all like moody and nice and everything for this, you know, 4 hours of their life that they're at this prom. It's got to be bright. It's got to be well lit so that the fucking old people can see the kids, because the kids might be doing what? What are the kids going to do at the prom in the dark? Hold on. I have to oppress women for a moment. I have to take a moment out. I'm going to oppress women. I'm going to do math. 365 days a year times 24 equals minus 4, because it's a 4-hour prom. Okay. What are these kids going to do during the 4 hours of the prom in the dark that they can't do the other 8,756 hours of the fucking year? Like, what are they going to do? It's like, okay, dude, so we're going to snort some cocaine. Okay, if you're going to snort some cocaine, would you go to the prom to snort cocaine? Let's say you're going to bang your girlfriend, right? You're 17. You got a little hottie 17-year-old girlfriend. So you're going to bang her, right? So what, you're going to go to the prom and try to find a dark corner and bang your girlfriend instead of just doing it one of the other 365 days of the fucking year? I mean, what? What are they going to do? Why? It's just, you're treating them like they're fucking retarded. These kids, the future of America, you can't trust them in a dark room. And it's not like it's dark, because we go in there, we do lighting. That's what I fucking do. I do lighting for the prom. It's not dark. There's light all over the fucking place. It's decorative light, but it's light. You can fucking see. It's not like you're in a goddamn cave. And where they're doing the prom this year, the place, it's on the second story, and it has an outside balcony. And we're there, and the kids are there, and the adults are there, and the kids are like, oh, balcony. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. You guys could come out here during the prom, you know, and hang out on the balcony. Teachers are like, oh, no, the balcony has to be locked. And I'm just thinking, why does the fucking balcony have to be locked? Why can't the kids go out on the fucking balcony? Well, great one. Maybe the teachers can't see them. And what? They're going to fucking have sex? What, they're going to butt fuck each other in a big orgy while they're snorting cocaine? And second of all, they can see them because between the room and the balcony, the entire wall between the room and the balcony is fucking giant ass glass windows from floor to ceiling. But no, oh God, no, they can't go out on the balcony. Jesus Christ, we can't have any of these fucking children, I don't know, enjoy going to their prom or something. We can't fucking have that, can we? And then we wonder why kids go into their schools and fucking shoot people. You know, I got treated like, thank God, man, when I went to school in this small Texas town with a fucking class of, how many people were in my class? 48 or 42? I think it was 48. There were less than 200 people in my high school. My God, the teachers were not our friends by any stretch of imagination. But you know what? We were never, I can honestly say to you, they never treated us like we were fucking stupid. They didn't. Were they in charge? And did they sometimes tell us, no, you bet your ass. But they never fucking treated us like we were stupid. And these poor high school kids today. I rant about the younger generations and shit and the millennials, God knows. But God, once again, I've said this about the millennials and the same thing is going to hold for Generation Z. I mean, they're not becoming these fucking socially retarded fucking fucktards in a vacuum. God damn it. The way they are treated by the fucking stupid fucking old people in the education system. Jesus Christ. You know, if you really give a shit about children, you would go out and shoot teachers. Fuck. Did another prom. I'm drinking an Upslope Blood Orange Saison. Still have 3 cases of that left. Oh, I'm so glad I bought a shit ton of it before it went out of season. And did I mention, normally it's $8 a six pack. It was on sale for $4 a six pack. Oh, it's wonderful. Did another prom. It is the first time we've ever worked with this school. And we may have picked up another school also, because in this building where in this event center where we did this prom, there is another prom going on the same night. And I went over there to check out the other prom and see what was going on over there. And I am not bullshitting you, it looked exactly like a strip club. If you've been to a strip club, and if you listen to this podcast, you probably have. If you've been to a strip club, you know, they got the little platforms the dancers dance on. And it's got the dance floor with the squares with the lights under it, like in the old discotheques. And then behind the dancer, there'll be some lights on the wall and some lights up above that flash on her. That is exactly what the dance floor looked like. The only thing it didn't have was a stripper pole. It looked exactly like a fucking strip club. It was terrible. Anyhow, so the adults from that prom, all night through the night, we're coming over to the prom that we did the lighting and the decor for, and they were just blown away. The woman who was in charge of the other prom came over to me at the end of the night when we were there to break down, and she's like, oh my God, everybody kept coming over here. Your event was amazing. Who are you? Who do you work for? We want to talk to you about doing our prom next year. I'm like, yeah, it's because it doesn't look like a fucking strip club in here. We made it look fucking classy, right? So this prom, this is the first time we had worked with this school. So I didn't know anything about these people. And with these schools, it's the same people every year. So we get to know, and we have this other prom where this woman, every year she fucking freaks out and she gets all anal retentive and she goes berserk and she's like free and she's foaming at the mouth and everything is terrible. And this is like the day before and everything goes to shit. And the next day she comes in and she's a little bit calmer. And then as the day goes by, she hits this point where she just says, you know what? You guys know what you're doing. I'm just going to leave you alone and let you do it. And it's like, yeah, because we've been through this, we've been doing this prom for you for like 14 fucking years now? Yes, we know what we're doing. And every year it's the same thing. Like the day of the event, she finally admits that we know what we're doing and she stops bothering us. Why can you people not learn? Leave me alone, let me do a thing, I know what the fuck I'm doing. And yes, I always try to make it as dark as possible for the kids because I'm on the side of the kids. I really am. I really would just love it if the fucking old people would let the goddamn kids enjoy their fucking lives because these kids are going to grow up. They're going to be saddled with a bunch of goddamn debt. They're going to be fucking living most of their lives in cubicles, some of them. It's just, can you let them have some fucking happiness? Oh, fuck no. So we do the prom, we set everything up. I set the light levels, and I got all of my decorative lighting going on. And then we can control the lights of the venue, of the room, what we call the house lights. And I turned most of the house lights off, except for there's these big chandeliers that are part of the building. So I left the chandeliers up, because I'm like, okay, that's about right. Okay, so we're waiting for the client to show up and give us the yes or no. It's this girl and this guy from the school. So they come walking in, and we're like, hey, what's up? They're like, yeah, what's up? And we're like, so what do you think? And they're like, this looks fantastic. And I'm like, okay, do you need us to change anything? Do you want anything different? Do you want anything moved? Because people always, it's like, oh, can you move that over there? And can you move that? And it's like, oh, fuck. And they're like, no, it looks perfect. It looks great. I'm like, and we're, Kane and I are looking at each other. We're like, you're sure? You don't need us to change anything? Because this never fucking happens. Never fucking happens. They're like, no, it's perfect. And she looks around and she says, well, I do have one question about the lights. And I said, oh, here it goes. Here it fucking goes. She's going to tell me, it's really dark in here. Oh, God damn it. You fucking bitch. So I'm bracing myself. And I'm on the side of the kids. I was going to be like, well, you know, that's about as bright as I can make it. Otherwise, it'll start making everything look. And she says, it's really bright in here. Can you make it darker? And I like stopped and I had to process. Because I'm like, did she just fucking say what I thought she said? I'm like, make it darker? She's like, yeah, it's really bright. Can you make it darker? I'm like, goddamn right, I can make it darker. Fuck. And I'm thinking, you know what? The kids must like you. Because every other fucking adult at every other prom. Well, turn the lights up. It's too dark. It's too dark. Oh, fuck you, old person. Just because your eyesight is going and you can't see in the dark because you're fucking old. Will you please shut up? Just shut up and leave the fucking kids alone to experience some goddamn pleasure in their lives. Fuck you all. So anyhow, I think a good time was had by all, because when I got there at the end, all the kids looked very happy. All right. Speaking of happiness, gender differences. Let me read this paragraph to you. Her work challenged the belief which, despite the lack of evidence, assumed fundamental differences between genders. Hyde hopes... Yeah, let me read that again. Her work challenged the belief which, despite the lack of evidence, assumed fundamental differences between the genders. You see, there is... Oh, shit. I have my hand on top of the keyboard. That's not good. Did I blow... Nope. You see, my friends, there is no evidence of fundamental differences between the genders. There's no evidence of any fundamental differences between men and women. That's what your kids are learning when you send them to college. Hyde hopes the evidence that men and women have negligible differences can correct harmful biases and discrepancies. Harmful biases and discrimination. Right. Negligible differences between men and women. You know, Western civilization, it's over. I mean, it's done, and it doesn't deserve to be saved. Until the day comes that people like... Who is this fucking whore? Janet Hyde, professor of psychology and women's studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Until people like Janet Hyde are being shot in the street, Western civilization deserves to die. Here we have my friend Michelle Fredrickson again, because, you know, she's a fucking genius, right? Here's her column. Homelessness is a public health problem. Hold on, sweetie. You just did a column where you said the public health system is racist. Well, now you want the racist public health system to solve homelessness. Hey, do you have a house there, Michelle? Do you? Okay, how many homeless people are living with you? Oh, zero? Well, golly, fuck you. Let's keep turning the pages here. Here we go. We do not owe conservatives an apology. Okay, so just the brief synopsis. The CSU Young Democratic Socialist of America had a protest, march, whatever the fuck it was. I've got that issue somewhere. It's got a picture of them on the cover. They're walking. They have this big sign in front of them, that's banner rather, that says CS Unite. No place for hate. Four is spelled numeral four and hate is spelled H8 because they're too fucking illiterate to even spell, which is fine because, as you might imagine, when you look in the picture, none of them are white people. None of them speak English natively. They have culturally appropriated my fucking language, and that's why they can't spell. So the picture of this fucking filth and this scum and these fucking mud people is exactly what you would expect to see. It's a bunch of non-white fucking freaks. And apparently the conservatives on campus said something, whatever. They wrote a letter to the collegian and said, fuck you, mud people. But they said it nicer than that. Mud people is my new fucking phrase. We'll get to that in a minute. And no, mud people doesn't necessarily, because I went, oh my God, you're talking bad about black people. You're a racist. Okay, you don't have to be black to be a fucking mud person. Okay? Mud people doesn't mean the color of your skin, you dumb motherfucker. Mud people are people who live in the mud because they don't have the ability to fucking form a civilization. Mud people, as far as I'm concerned, encompasses, that's the word I'm looking for, encompasses trailer park trash too. All right, so shut the fuck up. Yes, I'm racist. I hate the human race. I hate all of you. Go fuck yourself. So it's a bunch of fucking mud people who, you know, unlike their relatives in Africa who are dying of starvation, or their relatives in the Middle East who are being blown up by missiles launched from flying robots, these fucking piece of shit mud people are in a first world country with indoor plumbing and electricity, and the biggest goddamn problem they have is that they're not getting enough taxpayer money redistributed to them. Once again, when we start shooting people like this in the streets, then Western civilization will deserve to be saved. What else is in this issue? Oh, there's a ACT Human Rights Film Festival. It hosts a panel on using a compassionate lens. Where was this thing I saw? I just glanced at it. But where? Let's... Where? God damn it. It's a tough... Here we go. Unfortunately, for aspiring filmmakers, it's becoming tougher for them to create films that corporations will buy. Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, why should a corporation buy your fucking film? Secondly, why would you want a corporation to buy your film? I thought corporations were evil. And third, why do you need a corporation to buy your fucking film? Why don't you get a fucking Patreon account? Put your fucking film on the goddamn internet. You know, you can sell your fucking film yourself. Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadadi made the movie Guns and Weed, and they fucking put it on DVDs and they fucking sold it through the internet. What the fuck? It's so hard. Corporations won't buy our movies. Well, fuck you. My God, fuck you. So anyhow, that's just one issue of the Collegian right there. It's like every issue, they're fucking sitting around going, how can we piss the great one off? Well, let's get some fucking Me Too in here. Let's get some fucking diversity. Let's get some fucking mud people with some fucking protesting signs. Let's get some beta males. Oh my god, I threw the paper on the ground. Now I'm trying to pick it up. But I don't want to move because I'm so tired. And my feet are propped up. Give me a second. All right, give me a couple of seconds. Oh. This picture here of these men, these soy boys who are Me Too allies. God damn it, computer. What? No, you gotta, hold on, I'm getting distracted. The picture here has six soy boys in it. And yes, they look pretty much exactly like you might expect. Oh my god. I had a list, I had some notes, sort of. I was scribbling shit down. Where am I on time? Alright, since I ranted about mud people, let's talk about podcast. Because I've been looking for new podcast to listen to because I am almost caught up on Aaron Clary's podcast, the Clary Podcast, which you can find at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. It is one of my very favorite podcasts. And my other very favorite podcast is, of course, Adam Piggott. You can find him over at pushingrubberdownhill.com. I'm almost caught up on both of those guys. So I'm looking for some new podcasts because I finally have time to listen to something else. Now, I've known who Christopher Cantwell is for a long time, and I've read some of his stuff, and the things he writes on his blog, the things he writes in his podcast notes are usually pretty interesting. Sometimes I read that, don't agree with him on everything, but it's very interesting. I'd never listened to his show before, however, even though I've been downloading it via RSS for a couple of years now. So I finally started listening to Christopher Cantwell. And he's going to stay in my rotation. Now here's what I don't like about Christopher Cantwell's show. Is it's a call-in show. And I don't like call-in shows because while yes, sometimes you have somebody call in who is intelligent and articulate and makes some good points and it's a very good discussion, most of it is just retarded people. And it doesn't matter that it's retarded people whom I agree with on a lot of things. If you're retarded, you're retarded. And I just don't want to listen to you. Right? I say, just because you voted for Donald Trump doesn't mean you're not stupid. Now, Christopher Cantwell himself is known as a Nazi. And he, oh God, he plays some songs. So anyhow, okay, here's the most important thing. Because if you're thinking about checking this out, okay. If I said mud people and you think that's racist, do not listen to Christopher Cantwell. Because Christopher Cantwell will fucking destroy you. Okay? I call them Jews and black people. Christopher Cantwell calls them kikes and niggers. And he openly advocates exterminating them. All right? So if you're fragile and sensitive and you can't handle the fact that white people have higher IQs than black people, statistically speaking, and if you can't handle that all the mud people coming to the United States are destroying this country, well, then you better not fucking listen to Christopher Cantwell because he doesn't give a shit about your feelings. Now, Christopher blames everything on the Jews the same way I blame everything on parasites. And we overlap a lot. Now, Christopher wants to get rid of the Jews and the blacks and everything. I just want to get rid of the parasites. And there's a lot of overlap. But of course, as we all know from listening to this podcast, there's also a whole lot of white people who are also parasites. But yes, Mr. Cantwell is not for the faint of heart. Each of his shows, he does an opening monologue of some type or another. And during this point, so he'll play songs about gassing Jews and stuff like that. It's fucking hilarious. And again, most of you may listen to this and go, oh my God, that's anti-Semitic. And yeah, I'm just like, no, it's actually fucking funny. Sorry, kids. It's hilarious. his opening monologues are always pretty solid. I like every one of them. As soon as the call-in part of the show begins, I've started just skipping to the next episode. I did listen to 4 full episodes, and his podcasts are 2 hours each. So it's at most maybe 20, 30 minutes of him monologuing, and it's an hour and a half of people calling in. And look, you know, at least Cantwell is articulate. It's people calling in, and, you know, you get these people. They're out there. They're like, yeah, hey, Chris, I agree, man. We really need to kill all them Jews, because that'd be awesome. Yeah, if we just kill the Jews. It's like, dude, look. Once again, I am here to tell you that we have to turn off the welfare and let the parasites die. But just, hey, let's just kill the Jews. Okay, is that really the most articulate, intelligent thing you have to say? And if it is, this is why I don't fucking listen to call-in shows. I'm probably going to play you some clips of Christopher Cantwell in the future and talk about some stuff. He is an interesting character. And yeah, I agree with him on a large number of things. Via his RSS feed, I just discovered also, this is who I was pulling up at the beginning, if I can get my fucking computer to work. There's a guy named Jared Howe, J-A-R-E-D-H-O-W-E. I think his website is Jared Howe. What's the shit? No? He has a website. Anyway, I'll put links. There'll be links in the show notes. Jared Howe does a podcast called So to Speak. And he is, how would I describe him? He is a white nationalist, which, you know, in retrospect, I guess I'm going to have to say, as I listen to Cantwell, who is also a white nationalist, and I listen to Jared, who is a white nationalist, I suppose it would not be unfair to classify me as a white nationalist. Yes, I do think that white people have as much, I hate using the word right, because there's no such thing as rights. I don't hate white people. I don't think white people should be exterminated. I think, yes, white people do get to live on the planet Earth. And just like everybody else has their own fucking countries, black people have their countries, yellow people have their countries, brown people have their countries, red people used to have countries, but we killed them and took it. Great one. That's not funny. No, it actually is. That's how fucking evolution works. The superior survive at the expense of the inferior. And this is why we're going the wrong way, because in the United States right now, the inferior are surviving at the expense of the superior. The superior are being taxed and being punished in order to provide for immigrant mud people and for single mothers and for trailer park trash and for all this other horseshit. So yes, I am a white nationalist. I do believe white people should have their own fucking nation states. Just like everybody else gets their own nation state. And no, I don't want to kill all the black people or the brown people or the yellow people. I want them to be in their countries and have their nation states. And I want them to be as happy and as prosperous as they can be in their own countries. And for most of you out there, that makes me a racist. But I don't give a fuck what you think. I do not hate white people the way you do. This multiculturalism shit doesn't fucking work. Right? If multiculturalism is the answer to all the problems and all this other stuff, well then why don't we get multiculturalism going in all the fucking third world countries so that we can solve all their problems? You ever notice the only place that needs multiculturalism is the countries which are populated by white people? So I'm pretty sure that I am a white nationalist. Now, Jared is interesting because I started listening to him, and he rips on anarchists a little bit here and there, and he rips on anarcho-capitalists a little bit here and there, and I think I might play some clips of that too. I'm taking notes as we go along. We'll see what actually materializes. But he's got this very strong libertarian bent, and he did I'm very much considering playing this entire podcast and then offering commentary upon it. He did a podcast where he debated a guy whose name I don't remember. And Jared was representing the white nationalist libertarian perspective. And this other person is a national socialist. And they did debate, and it's a very good debate. Because they didn't degenerate into name-calling or anything like that. It was very interesting and very educational. And especially because I have not listened to or read anything by anybody who claims to actually be a national socialist. And, you know, the guy is quoting Adolf Hitler and Mein Kampf, and he's talking about how Germany did this and Germany, and this is the way to do it. And I'm like, well, I mean, the guy's very serious and, you know, he's putting forth some ideas here, and you can say what you want. Oh my God! And just all the Jew jokes. Oh my God! Especially Christopher Cantwell. Jared does it too. But oi, they start talking in the Jew. I can't really do a Jew voice. Oi, vey, what's up, goy? And, oh, they rip on the Jews. It's anti-Semitic. You know? Oh, I know. You got the Holocaust card. You know? I think both of them are. I think, I'm not trying to speak for Christopher Cantwell or for Jared Howe, I think both of them are in the camp that the Holocaust is a fabrication. My official opinion on the Holocaust is whether it was real or whether it was faked is I really don't give a shit. Because whether it was real or whether it was faked, the Jews play the Holocaust card anytime you fucking disagree with a fucking Jew. I don't hate Jews because they're Jews. I hate Jews because anytime you disagree with a fucking Jew, they play the fucking Holocaust / anti-Semitic card. It's just like black people. It's not that I hate black people. I, number one, want black people to be in Africa. And number two, I want them to not have to play the fucking racism / slavery card every time you fucking disagree with them. Every time you point out black people have a lower IQ than white people on average, I don't want to hear about slavery. That's why I fucking hate you. It's not because of your skin color. It's because of your behavior. And it's because of your fucking playing of the card and hiding behind it all the goddamn time. Whether it's the fucking Holocaust Jew card or the fucking slavery black card. I don't give a shit what card you're playing. That's why I hate you. Because you're not a fucking agent. You're not a fucking real man. You're not putting your ideas out there and fucking defending them with logic and reason. You're hiding behind emotional manipulation. One of the girls that is avoiding me and not going out with me like she said she would, I'm pretty sure she's Jewish. If you've been around here for a while, you know that I have a thing for Jewish chicks. Not all Jewish chicks. It's like redheads, okay? Not all redheads are hot, but when they're hot, they're hot. Not all Jewish women are hot, not even close. But man, when they're hot, oh, God. Oh, this chick, dude, she's a goddamn fitness, fitness trainer. Oh, dude, body. Oh, God, it's just, yes. Oh, she's so hot. Anyway, she's so hot. Anyway, getting back to gassing Jews. Oy vey. Oh, man. Yeah, people are tuning out. I don't care. Fuck you all. Anyway, you might not want to listen to Jared Howe, okay? If any of these jokes are offending you, you don't want to listen to Jared. Jared's podcast is a lot like mine. He reads articles from the newspaper and just fucking loses his shit. I'm seriously thinking about, and I might do it. I'm thinking about contacting him and asking him if he'll come on the fucking podcast with me. Oh, dude. Anyway, and to get back to where I fucking started, he did this debate with this National Socialist. And it's a great podcast. That's why I'm thinking about playing the entire thing and then doing an analysis of what's being said. And Jared, for someone who has ripped on anarchists, sounds a hell of a lot like an anarchist. And this National Socialist guy, I don't know if he's got a Twitter account or what, but if he does, he needs to be on Twitter tweeting hashtag me too, because Jared fucking raped him. Jared destroyed National Socialism and the concept of the state. For somebody who's not an anarchist, Jared did an amazing job of destroying the concept that needs to be a government, a overarching government over everybody. And I could try to paraphrase everything he said, but I'm not going to. That's why I'm thinking about playing the entire podcast. It was brilliant. I'm just like, oh my God, I am stealing this. I mean, absolutely brilliant the way he approached the way of showing, you know, dumb. Do I want to paraphrase it or not? I kind of do, but I kind of don't. I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about other shit because I really think I'm probably going to play this podcast for you guys sometimes. Sometime. Not sometimes. I'm tired. Fuck, I'm tired. Anyhow, So to Speak, podcast by Jared Howe. And there's a let's see. Spoiler alert, the Russian government tortures Antifa. And yeah, Jared is big on not letting the fucking mud people in from other countries and giving them welfare, which, as you know, I'm right there with him. Let's stop giving these people welfare. Let's turn the fucking welfare off. They'll stop showing up. Speaking of things that need to be turned off, and girls. Ow! Holy crap! Ah, did you guys hear that? That was my freaking joint popping. Oh. God, it's 8 o'clock at night. I am so exhausted. And the weather was great today. I thought we were supposed to have good weather Wednesday and Thursday. It turns out it's going to be fucking windy because I was just checking the forecast. It's like, what the fuck, man? Oh, I didn't do the fucking Tony Robbins as a pussy thing. God damn it. See, now I have too much fucking material. Tomorrow's supposed to be 76, but it's supposed to be 24 mile an hour winds. And then Thursday, 73 with 24 mile an hour winds. God damn it. Friday, 42 degrees and 35 mile an hour winds. What the fuck is this? Is it what, fucking Wyoming or what? All right, where am I on time? God damn it, now I don't have time to do the fucking Tony Robbins thing. Apparently, I just saw this on the Twitterverse, because that's where all wisdom comes from, is the Twitterverse. Apparently, Tony Robbins did or said something to some fucking dumb bitch that's involved in hashtag Me Too because she couldn't get a job without having sex with a man. And so he issued this public apology on Facebook, and he's, oh, I'm such a terrible person, and I have so much respect for the women's, and oh, hashtag Me Too is so important. Oh, you're such a fairy. Jesus Christ, shut up. Anyway, maybe I'll talk about that in another episode or something. See, when I sat down to do this cast, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like talking. I don't have anything to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Not like I don't have a stack of collegians, but I got something in mind for that. Yeah, great one. Yes, I'm going to. Okay, yes, it's going to just shut up. Just get the fuck off my lawn, okay? Speaking of pussies, you know that I am involved with this very loosely involved, this collective of divorced men who are whining about how they're getting divorce raped. And I'm looking at them and going, yeah, there's a reason you're getting divorce raped. It's because you're a giant pussy. And I see information provided by men who are coming here and looking for assistance in figuring out how to man up, because apparently they're not smart enough to go to Amazon.com via my affiliate link, which you can get by just typing into your web browser, cls.link/Amazon. That's cls.link/Amazon. You can go there to the Amazon. You can buy The Rational Male by Rollo Tomasi. You can buy Bachelor Pad Economics by Aaron Clary. You can buy Pushing Rubber Downhill by Adam Piggott. Okay? If you know some man who's getting divorce raped because he's a giant pussy, maybe you should get those books for him. Okay, so this one guy, we've all heard this thing where men will say, well, my wife said she loves me, but she doesn't love me anymore, and I want to save my marriage. Okay, so that's pussy enough right there. Okay, but listen. There's this one guy. He writes in, and he says, yeah, my fiance says she loves me, but she doesn't love me anymore, and I need to fix this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. This is your fiance? You're not even married yet. And she's telling you she loves you, but she doesn't love you? And you're going to try to fix that? You're going to try to fix that. That is the fucking definition of beta.